The weekend edition of Business News. This is John Atkinson.
County Durham residents can now record and report noise disturbance via their mobile phones, thanks to the launch of a new council-led app. This is the first local authority in the region to utilise mobile technology in this way. Durham Council believes the introduction of the noise app will provide a faster and more efficient resolution to problems relating to noise. Users who make a complaint to the council are provided with a name and password, enabling them to register to use the app. Only those with an existing complaint are given the login details. Users can then make recordings of any noise disturbance they're experiencing and submit them instantly to the council. Joanne Waller, the council's head of Environment, Health and Consumer Protection, said, "The introduction of the noise app provides residents with an additional way to give us evidence of the disturbance they're experiencing and allows our officers to provide a fast and efficient resolution to problems." Auto-enrolment legislation is being closely monitored by the pension regulator, who have issued fines to employers that have failed to comply with auto-enrolment rules. As of the 31st of March 2017, the pension regulator has issued a total of 14,502 fixed penalty notices of £400 and 2,517 escalating penalty notices, which carry a fine from £50 to £10,000 per day to employers that failed to comply. The FSB released its latest small business index, which showed confidence dropping amongst members. In light of the results, the FSB urged the government not to revisit plans for tax increases on the self-employed. In a press release, the FSB said any move to do so would act as a disincentive to business creation. Leaders of a number of business groups joined forces to emphasise the importance of a pro-business Brexit in a joint letter to Business Secretary Greg Clark. The letter urged the government to engage with businesses in the UK on the many crucial and complex aspects of future economic relationships with the European Union. This has been John Atkinson for Bishop FM.